Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Mystery, transcribed. Carlton Morse adventure thriller, The Battle of the Century. Seven o'clock in the morning, on a private road of a 40,000-acre ranch somewhere in Yolo County, California. Last night, Doc took a shortcut, got lost, and landed the boy's car in a ditch 10 miles from anywhere. The three spent the rest of the night in the nearby haystack. At 6 the next morning, from the top of the haystack, they watched a girl approach down the abandoned road. Suddenly, the dust cloud of an approaching car sent her running for the haystack. Quickly, she burrowed into the hay and lay still. The car stopped when the occupants saw the boy's machine in the ditch. Jack, Doc, and Reggie slid down the haystack and went to meet them. Two of the three men were young giants, almost identical, known as Big Swede and Little Swede. The only way of telling them apart was that Big Swede spoke a little English. The third and older man was Jasper. Jack asked him to pull them out of the ditch.
Yes, and that was when Jasper made me a counterproposal. He said he'd get us out if we'd return with him to the ranch house and fight the two Swedes. But the big boss was prize fight crazy and had a private ring. Well, I was against it, but Doc was all for it and won his point. So Jasper sent the two Swedes over, and with apparent ease, they lifted the car out of the ditch. Then Jasper asked if we'd seen a girl in the vicinity. Said she was the daughter of the ranch owner and was running away from home.
Reggie, I swear to goodness, did you see what them two Swede boys did, John?
I say, and those are the two chappies we've just agreed to fight.
Well, you made a bargain. Can't go back on it now.
You'd hold us to it against our wishes?
I sure would. You agreed to come to the ranch and put on a fight for the boss if we get your car out of the ditch. There's no backing out now.
Well, who the heck said anything about backing out?
I just wanted to warn you. Big and Little Swede can throw that car in, back in the ditch as easy as they lifted her out.
Now, just a minute, Jasper, whatever your name is.
Well, deal's a deal, I always say.
Oh, you always say that.
Exactly, in so many words.
Well, just get this through your head. Nobody gets very far with us using threats.
A bargain's a bargain, I always say.
There's quite a heap of things you always say, seems to me.
And what I says them, I mean them.
That's all right. We made a bargain, we'll keep it. But don't get it into your head that you're forcing us into anything.
No?
No. We don't force worth a cent. Doc, you and Reggie go over and see if the car's all right.
Sure. Come on, Reggie.
Right on. Shouldn't be too much wrong with it.
And maybe we can get them Swede boys to let us feel their muscles.
Why do you want to do that?
Well, I kind of like to find out if they got fighting muscle or just common, ordinary lifting muscle.
That's right. There is a bit of a difference, all right.
Oh, howdy, boys. Not a spark out of either of them.
Jasper said you could tell Big Swede because he could talk a little English.
Yeah. Which one of you talks American? Oh, you won't talk, huh?
Well, perhaps you'd tell us which one of you is Big Swede.
Well, honest to Grandma, Reggie, I ain't never come across anything like it. Two great big hooks are standing there shoulder to shoulder giving us a deadpan.
Bit rummy, all right.
Now, look, you fellas, are you just playing dead or... Don't you, honest to goodness, understand the United States?
Well, it's no use, Doc. Not a flicker from either.
Reminds me of the time my cousin Winnie Mae got her jaws glued together chewing beeswax. Her papa had to knock out one of her front teeth with the butt of his six-shooter so they could feed her.
Joe, it's a bit primitive, what?
Oh, Winnie Mae didn't mind.
No?
She used that empty tooth to spit through. Blind a squirrel with tobacco juice at 20 paces.
Oh, how old was Winnie Mae at the time?
Well, let's see. That's the year before she eloped with Ernie Schulder. Mm-hmm. We must have been going on about 10,
oh,
I reckon.
Oh, no, kid.
Hey, Doc, what's the matter? Won't the car start?
Oh, I ain't tried it yet. I was just telling Reggie about Winnie Mae.
Oh, blast Winnie Mae.
Jack, you oughtn't to talk that way about my blood relations. It ain't chivalry.
Doc!
Okay, okay. Yeah, I reckon we ought to try out the automobile at that.
You want me to get in?
No, I'll do it. Yeah? Feels the same to sit in.
Well, did you think it wouldn't?
Hi, up front there. Hey, you two Swedes, get out of the way. No telling what this thing will do when I start her up. Hey, did you hear what I said? Stand aside. Hey, Reggie, go on up there and push them two big bull elephants over to the side of the road.
Right. Now then, you boys, stand aside, eh? I said stand aside.
That's it, Reggie. Push him.
Why, you...
Hey, Reggie, he swung on you.
Swing on me, will you?
Attaboy, Reggie. He's sagging. He's going down. Reggie, son, you knocked him out.
Jove, I barely near broke my fist doing it.
One Swede down and one to go.
Oh, I say we can't hit this other chap. He hasn't even moved. Matter of fact, the expression on his face hasn't changed.
Well, come on, fella. Put up your dukes. What's the matter with you? Ain't you going to fight for your partner?
Hey, what's going on? Here, Doc, stop it. What's going on here?
Hey, what's the matter with little Swede?
Well, Reggie just up and knocked him out.
Knocked him out? I don't believe it.
Well, maybe you'd like him to knock out Big Swede, too, just to prove.
Stop it, Doc. What was the matter, Reggie?
Well, sorry, I lost my temper for a moment. Doc wanted to start the car, and the two were standing directly in the way. Well, we asked him to move, and then I went over and started to push them to the side of the road, and that chappie swung on me, and I let him have it.
That's a lie. You hit him with something.
Mr. Jasper, did you say I lied?
You hit him with something.
Sure he did, with his fist.
Did you say I lied?
Now, see here, young fellow.
Did you say
no,
I lied?
No, on second thought, maybe I was a mite hasty. You swear you just up and knocked him out?
Certainly.
Well. You're sure? There was no trick about it.
If you're insinuating,
no,
Mr.
No,
Jasper...
No, don't get me wrong. In fact, it's the best thing that's happened. Come on, boys. What are we waiting for? Let's get back to the home ranch. Big Swede, pick up little Swede there and toss him in the back of my car.
Just a minute. I don't know whether our machine will go or not.
Well, hurry up and find out. If it won't go, I'll tow you in. Just one thing, though, boys. Can you keep this a secret?
What do you mean?
You mind not saying anything at the home ranch about knocking out little Swede?
Well, why should we?
Sure, that's the stuff. Spoil the big fight for the boss if he knew beforehand one of his men had been knocked out by one of you.
The big fight?
Sure. In the ring at the ranch. Y'all promise not to say anything.
All right.
That's talking. Now I'll go get my car and bring it up alongside.
Whoa. What's it all about, Jack?
I don't know. He certainly got awful friendly after he saw what Reggie could do.
I say, I'm getting rather keen to see what the home ranch and the boss is like.
Have you both forgotten that girl over in the haystack?
Hey, that's right.
Now listen, I want a chance to talk to her. It's apparent that Jasper and the two Swedes were chasing her. What I want to do is get rid of them.
Yeah, so as we can have a nice, cozy chat with the little lady.
Not we.
What you mean, not we?
You and Reggie are going back to the ranch house with Jasper and the two Swedes.
Hey, now, Jack.
Will you listen, Doc? We haven't got much time. If you two are with him, he won't be worried about me not following him. That'll give me the chance I want.
Okay. Well, we'll go with him.
Yeah, but I'm the ladies' man in this outfit.
Now, here he comes. Now, do as I say. Let me do the talking.
What's the matter? Won't you start?
Self-starter was stuck. I think I got it fixed now. I'll try it. Yeah, that seems to be all right. Hey, how about Reggie and Doc riding back with you?
Sure. It's a good idea. Lots of room.
Got on. Come on, Doc.
Okay, but I ain't happy about it, I can tell you.
If you lose me, take the road to the right about 3 miles down. Take you right up to the ranch house.
Thanks. I may have to take it a little easy. Now, we'll see what that girl in the haystack has to say for herself. All right. Safe to come out. Hey, wherever you are, come on out. Apparently, she doesn't believe me. Oh, no use trying to hide anymore. You're not at all well covered up. That's a very pretty silk stocking sticking out of the hay.
Oh, Doc!
Well, hello.
You couldn't either see my leg sticking out of the hay.
I know. That was one way to find you.
Well, that's cheating. You should be ashamed.
Oh, I am. You know, sitting up in the hay that way, you look like my picture of Aphrodite emerging from the ocean spray.
A few more clothes on, I hope.
Yes, but she was no better looking.
Say, who are you, anyhow?
I'm Jack Packard. Who are you?
You know who I am?
No.
I thought everybody in this part of the country knew me.
I'm not from this part of the country.
I'm Jacqueline Ross.
How do you do, Jacqueline?
How do you do, Mr. Packard?
You know, you're a very nice young person to be running away from home and hiding in a haystack.
I thought you didn't know anything about me.
Well, I was on top of this haystack and saw you run over here and dive in.
But how did you know I was running away from home?
Because the car you were running from stopped over on the road, and a man named Jasper seemed very anxious to find you.
Oh, was it only Jasper? If I'd known that, I wouldn't have run.
Well, there were two Scandinavian boys with him.
Oh, they wouldn't have made any difference. They don't ever say anything anyhow.
I see. Well, now that I've found you, what am I going to do with you?
Oh, I like that. Who do you think you are, anyhow?
It looks like I've suddenly become your guardian angel.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Oh, yes, I have.
Are you being funny?
No.
Well, I'm not going back to my father, and that's that.
Why?
Because I'm going to choose the man I marry no matter what anybody says.
Good, good. That'll be our thought for the day. Marry anyone we choose in spite of anybody.
You agree to that?
I do. How old are you?
18.
So your father wants you to marry one man and you want to marry another?
Yes.
Isn't there anything that would make him see it your way?
Yes, but it's silly.
What's silly?
Well, he's crazy about prize fights. He's so crazy about prize fights. You know what he named me? His own daughter?
You said your name was Jacqueline.
Well, that isn't what he named me. He named me Jack Dempsey Ross.
What?
Yes, he did. Because Jack Dempsey is his favorite champion. That's just how crazy he is about prize fighting.
But what's that to do with you marrying whom you want?
Well, the only way I can marry Duke is if Duke can get a fighter that can whip Big Sweet and Little Sweet.
Would you say that again?
I know it sounds crazy, but that's my father. If Duke
Duke's
can find...
the man you want to marry?
Yes. If Duke can find a fighter who can whip the two Swedes, Father will agree to me marrying Duke. He's got a real prize fight ring right on the ranch.
Yes, Jasper told me that.
But it's silly. There's nobody around here who would even dare get in the ring with them. They're too big and strong.
Now, just a minute. Which side of the fence is Jasper on?
Oh, he's a love. He's done everything to help me.
Well, I thought he worked for your father.
He does. He's foreman of the ranch. Why, if Father knew he was helping me run away.
Helping you run away? I thought he was chasing you.
No. I'm sure he was hoping to find me and take me on into town.
Is that where you were going, into town?
No. I'm supposed to meet Duke right here.
Well, we can sit right here and wait for Duke. I'd like to meet that young man.
You mean you'll help us elope?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh. So you're a traitor.
Here, just a minute.
So that's the kind of a man you are. Ruin a girl's whole life.
But if you just listen...
I don't want to listen. You just wait till Duke gets here. I hope he's got a gun. I hope he's got a great big gun.
A cannon, maybe?
Well, anyway, something to shoot you with.
Further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at the same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Pawson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York, with Louis Van Ruten as Jasper, and Mercedes McCambridge as Miss Jack Dempsey Ross. Whether you're a sporting fan or not, you'll want to hear this week's Sports for All show over most of these stations on Thursday night. For Bill Slater's guests this week are two of America's great inspirational sports names. There's prize fighter Barney Ross and ex-New York Giants football star, whom Grantland Rice named for all-time All-American football honors, Ken Strong. So hear them on Sports for All this Thursday night. Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.